Now, I've taught you that you control what you believe. Not God. Not Satan. You. Because believing is a choice. It's a gift from God that He's given you all power over. And that is, you choose to believe what you believe. I've talked about it before. I've spoken it. I'm going to speak it again. As a man thinketh, so is he. What you think is what you believe. And what you feel is what you believe. And what you see is what you believe. These are the three portals that make up your belief system. You think about it a certain way, so that's what it is. You feel a certain way about it, and that's what it is to you. Remember, believing means to make something real to you. It may not be real to anybody else, but it's real to you. If you believe that someone's out to rob you, someone's out to hurt you, then that begins to demonstrate itself through your psychological and mental and emotional state of being. The person beside you doesn't feel that way, but that's what you believe, so that's what you are, and you react to life accordingly. If these two shall become one, then you will say unto the mountain, I know for a fact, he was talking about, if what you believe and your faith become one, then you can do whatever you want to do. Nothing will be impossible to you. So, LC, what is faith? Re-educate us about faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith says, I don't believe nothing that I cannot substantiate. Faith recognizes that believing comes before faith, because you don't have faith in anything that you don't believe in. So it's impossible to have faith unless you believe. Faith is also your level of understanding. Everybody has different portions of faith, according to what the word says. Not everybody's dealt the same measure of faith. Not everybody has the same understanding. If I understand how to turn water into wine, or how to take a dollar and turn it into $1 million, that's the level of understanding I have. Some people have an understanding that all they know is just to go to work. That's all they know. That's the level of faith that they can walk in. They believe God for a job. Somebody else is believing God for $10 million, and they know how to go get it because they got faith, because they can substantiate how they're going to do it. I've also taught you that faith has two parts, not just substance or substantiating something, but evidence. Evidence means that you can trace something back to something. So faith is required, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. But he that come to God must first believe that he is. You must choose to believe that Elohim is the all-powerful God. You see, nobody can force you to believe that. And God, let me clarify that. God can only operate in your life on the level of what you believe about him and the faith you have in him. He cannot move beyond that. So if you're broke right now, maybe you believe that God wants you to be broke. Maybe you don't have faith that God doesn't want you to be broke. And so I'm going to conclude this teaching for the podcast listener with this. If you don't get control of what you believe and start establishing a belief system built by you, you're screwed. It's called indoctrination. And this society has done a great job of indoctrinating you to make you believe that you can't do it, you're not worthy, you're incapable, and you let them do it to you. You let them tell you what you can believe and what you can't believe and what you can do and what you can't do. But I'm going to leave you and say these last words. All things are possible to the person who believes. So make up your mind. Take back the power of your belief system to get out of the mundane control system of this world. Life coach.